910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A massive cyber attack on a division of United Healthcare has made it impossible for a lot of pharmacies to verify insurance for prescriptions. Patients have to pay out of pocket until it's rectified.
The attack crippled Change Healthcare's digital network, which is a part of United Healthcare. The company says it took immediate action to prevent further impact. Pharmacies use Change's network to verify insurance coverage. Initial reports said a foreign actor could be to blame for the cyber attack, but Reuters now reports the infamous ransomware gang Black Cat may be responsible.
ABC's Lionel Moise. President Biden huddles with the Big Four congressional leadership at the White House today, trying to figure out how to keep the government running past this Friday night's midnight deadline. Authorities are providing no specifics, but say multiple people were killed and wounded in a shooting at a home in Point Hope, Alaska, a remote Inupiat whaling village on the northwest coast of the state. This is ABC News. For years, so-called conservatives have taken great offense at what they perceive to be censorship of their views in social media. Laws passed by two states to address that went before the Supreme Court on Monday.
The justices expressed skepticism over efforts in Florida and Texas to curb politically motivated online censorship. Chief Justice John Roberts suggested such laws may violate the Constitution.
With the state regulating we have called the modern public square.
Justices also expressed concerns that firms like Etsy and Uber could also be sued under laws targeting social media. And there were several questions about whether this case was even procedurally ripe for a ruling. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
In Santa Fe, New Mexico, Alec Baldwin's trial on involuntary manslaughter charges in a deadly mistaken onset shooting in 2021 has been set for summer. Jury selection to begin July 9th with the trial running from the 10th through the 19th. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only one in three people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis where you or your loved one need get the help that they need, you have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers take on Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Wisconsin on the road against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers trying to climb back into the AP Top 25. Marquette's now ranked fifth in the nation after their wins over DePaul and Xavier. In the Big Ten, the Badgers' Greg Gard says any team can be dangerous right now.
I mean, just look at Ohio State, was left for dead 2 weeks ago, and now they beat Purdue and Michigan State in the span of a week. So the parity, as I keep saying, and is pretty evident, not only, you know, in our league, but across the country.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Reds 8-3 yesterday in Arizona. Tomorrow they'll face the Cubs and Craig Counsell. So many new players on the Brewers roster, but Christian Yelich says,
I definitely think we're going to be a competitive team this year. You know, even when we've been good the last few years, like, no one ever picks us to be good, you know, just because, you know, we're the Brewers and it is what it is.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s with light winds. On Tuesday, we'll see increasing clouds, highs reaching the lower to middle 50s. There will be a chance for some rain and snow, though, in the afternoon. Look for falling temperatures with northwest winds. Currently 26 degrees.
Tuesday on the Devil's Advocates, the Michigan primary is on. Dom and Crute hanging out in Michigan. Tune in 4 to 6.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the incomparable Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our engineer, producer, and taking your phone calls when you give us a ring-a-ling. Good afternoon, everybody. Back to work, back to school day, Monday, February 26, 2024, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zommers, nice to be back in the studio with you. How the heck are you?
Yeah, good to see you on the other side of the glass instead of the other side of a computer monitor.
Yes. Was traveling around last week, was in Shawano, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and beautiful Hayward for the 50th annual Birkenbinder. And again, thanks to Darla and Gray and Big G up there in Park Falls and Hayward Studios for the hospitality and all the help. Also to Jim Santel and Morning Cannolis, who helped out on Saturday, bring that Birkenbinder coverage. So great team effort, and hopefully everybody enjoyed it. Thanks to Catherine Lake also, who is up with us and doing some interviews. A person on the street, and really, really great team effort. Had a lot of fun, but also, of course, glad to be back here in Madison, the world headquarters, with you again on a Monday. Rested up a little bit, got back to Madison late Saturday night. Kind of made the long trip down the state, but beautiful, you know, beautiful driving, great weather, and got back and just kind of vegged out yesterday. How about yourself?
Yeah, I, as I mentioned, I went to Chicago. So right after the show on Friday, I drove down there. And then I got back fairly late yesterday. Good time. Glad I don't live in Chicago.
Is that a factor? You're happy to be back in the Tony suburbs of Madison.
Yeah. And I will say, so the event I went to was at the McCormick Convention Center. For those of you, whether or not you've been there, it is enormous.
Right.
It's like any given room in there could probably fit. I don't even know.
It's a big place.
I'm at a loss for words with how huge it is.
I've been there for a convention. It is one of the biggest convention halls I've been in, right on the Lake Michigan. So
yeah. And it's funny, there are signs in there that point to Lake Michigan.
Right.
But if you want a sign to tell you where the bathrooms are, good luck. And if you want a sign on the roads to tell you how to get to the parking for the convention center, good luck. And when you're leaving and you want to get back on the highway, there's a few different medians. You're not supposed to drive over this median, but the other one you are. So if you want to just get anywhere around there and you don't already know exactly what to look for, good luck.
A small town Manitowoc boy does not do well in Chicago. That's the headline there, right?
Even other part, like the drivers in Chicago, sure, whatever. Everybody talks about that. That's fine. I can deal with that. It's just the signage is awful.
It's different.
It's bad. It's not just different. It's bad.
You have to speak Illinoisese, I think, in order to get around down there. Well, I'm glad you made it back safely, by the way. I'm glad you're here. So.
And Jeff Perry comments, Aaron, I think that the signage means you're supposed to pee in Lake Michigan. And you know what, Jeff? I think you're right. I should have done that.
That's hilarious, because when you said what you said, I was thinking the same thing as Perry.
It only goes to prove that guys from Richland Center pee a lot outside. You know, there's a tree, whatever. It's not a big deal out there.
The pee doesn't fall far from the tree? I don't know.
Something like that. Well, lots going on in the news today. We're going to get right to it. By the way, our friend and colleague Luke Mather is stopping by a day early. He's going to be here at 1:30 for a Monday tangent with Luke. He's going to be traveling tomorrow, so he's kind enough to make time for us today. So he'll be along in the 1:30 hour. We may play a little cut from Jimmy Kimmel live in that half hour, see what he thinks of that. Kimmel did a great bit last week talking to Trump supporters and telling them things that Trump had said, but originally saying that Joe Biden had said them, and then said, oh, wait, I got my notes crossed up. That was actually Trump. And when you hear how their outlook changes, it's astounding. So we'll try to get that to that in hour two today. Coming up right now, we're going to get into the election results and what the Trumpster was up to over the weekend. And I think this is important because I watched a lot of news shows, as I do on Sunday. And then again, this morning, did some reading and papers as well. And here is my takeaway. I was astounded and left a little bit dumbfounded, quite frankly, that a lot of the mainstream media, news media, was not reporting on or making, in my opinion, a big enough deal about what Trump said over the weekend. Not just the usual goofy stuff, but some pretty disturbing things. And instead, we're focusing on, wow, will Joe Biden politically stub his toe on Tuesday in Michigan? Which, of course, is just nonsense. So we're going to bring you some of those cuts, going to break it all down for you, tell you what it means. We're going to dissect what happened in South Carolina over the weekend as well, the primaries there, and preview a little bit tomorrow, the Michigan primary over in Michigan. I have some cuts from Gretchen Whitmer, the governor there. And tomorrow we're going to have a couple of, at least one election expert tomorrow talking about and previewing the Michigan race over there. But right now I want to bring you a couple of a breaking news headline. This from CNN. Key figure in fake electors plot concealed damning posts on secret Twitter account from investigators. Good old Kenneth Chesbro, the right-wing attorney who helped devise the Trump campaign's fake elector plot in 2020, concealed a secret Twitter account from Michigan prosecutors, hiding dozens of damning posts that undercut his statements to investigators about his role in the election subversion scheme. A CNN K-File investigation dug this up, releasing it moments ago. Chesbro denied using Twitter, now known on the platform as X, or having an alternate ID. When directly asked by Michigan investigators last year, his cooperation during the cooperation session, according to recordings of the interview obtained by CNN. But the network linked Chesbro to the secret account based on numerous matching details, including biographical information regarding his work, family, travels, and investments. The anonymous account called Badger Pundit. Interesting that he chooses a Wisconsin. There's always a Wisconsin connection, right? The account was called Badger Pundit. Also showed a keen interest in the Electoral College process and lined up with Chesbro's private activities at the same time. The Twitter posts reveal that even before the 2020 election, and then just 2 days after the polls closed, Chesbro promoted a far more aggressive election subversion strategy than he later let on during his Michigan interview. Chesbro's attorneys confirmed to CNN that the Badger Pundit account belonged to Chesbro, describing it as, quote, his random stream of consciousness, unquote, where he was, quote, unquote, spitballing theories about the election. But insisted that it was separate from his legal work for the Trump campaign. Chesbro has not been charged with any crimes in Michigan and sat for hours-long interview with the state attorneys general back in early December. In his retelling to Michigan prosecutors, Chesbro has cast himself as a moderate middleman who was duped by Trump's more radical lawyers. I read through this before we went on the air. Here's my takeaway. Again, much like Andrew Hitt here in Wisconsin, immediate past chairperson of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, who just last weekend kind of had a mea culpa with CNN's Anderson Cooper. Pardon me, with the, well, he's at CNN, but also works for 60 Minutes. So CBS's Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes, Andrew Hitt, when he's facing criminal charges, you know, says, well, actually, yeah, I don't believe the election was stolen in 22, that Biden actually won, that Trump actually lost. And yeah, this is terrible. And here we have Chesbro, now that CNN has done this great investigative reporting and has the goods on Kenneth Chesbro, has this Twitter account called Badger Pundit, they fess up. Yeah, he did that, but it was just, you know, a stream of consciousness. He didn't really actually mean any of it.
Well, then that begs the point, just like with Andrew Hitt, if we don't believe that you're stupid enough to be duped, if you are, that's a whole other issue. Just like we don't think that Chesbro is dumb enough. Like, this isn't really just stream of consciousness. He's plotting things. And if he is stupid enough to just put his random thoughts out there, knowing that they're, I don't know, conspiratorial.
I think the biggest issue, or the bigger issue, might be that he withheld information while he was under oath.
For sure. Yes.
You know, that's the thing that's going to come back and bite you in the political butt, or in the legal butt, is did you swear under oath that you were telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth, there's nothing else there? And then did you end up lying under oath and withholding some very important information? So we'll see. We'll continue to follow that. But again, breaking news, CNN has confirmed, and Kenneth Chesbro's attorneys have confirmed, that he had a secret Twitter account called Badger Pundit, a Wisconsin connection, of course, that he withheld from Michigan investigators last year when he claimed to be cooperating with them in their investigation of the 2020 elections. We shall stay on that and keep you abreast of it as we move along. I want to move along right now to the elections over the weekend and break these down. And there's an important point that I want to make sure that we hit on here. Well, there's a couple of them. But number one, the idiocracy, the appalling nature, the offensiveness of some of Trump's comments over the weekend. And I know nothing new, but yet there is. And also why most people are making this a big deal about how big Trump won over the weekend in South Carolina, Nikki Haley's home state. Trump got 59.8%, might as well say 60. Haley got 39.5, we'll say 40. So 60 to 40, Trump wins in Haley's home state. Everybody's making a big deal about the big win for the Trumpster. But what they're not talking about is what this actually means for Trump and the election moving forward into November. I want to start off with Fox News. Yes, Fox News. Here's anchor John Roberts of Fox News. Not MSNBC, not a lefty. This is Fox News talking about the consequences of this weekend's South Carolina primary.
The real key here is this 59% of Haley voters who say that they would not vote for Donald Trump should he become the nominee. That tracks with about 24% of the Republican Party, which is right along the lines of what that New York Times Siena poll showed us almost a year ago now, in terms of the makeup of the Republican Party, in which there was about 25% of Republicans who say that they are never Trumpers.
So there you go. Fox News, John Roberts, years and years and years ago, was with CBS. He's been with Fox News for several years now. But Fox News nails it. That is the headline. That although Donald Trump won big in South Carolina, 25% of the Republican Party say they will not vote for him in November. Come back, break it down. More cuts for you. Not going to want to miss it. It is coming up on 19 past the hour of 12 noon. It's the title of all show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do, because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network for a Monday, February 26, 2024. Mr. Aaron Zommers in for a wonderful week here. Was great last week and for another week. Always answering your phone calls. Feel free to give us a ring if you want to weigh in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I understand there's a new number available as well.
There is. I don't remember it off the top of my head because
let's not give it out today.
We've been hearing this one for so long that the other one, I still got to take some time.
We're going to stick with the old number 844-967-2789. Dollars tried to take me off the air. You understand?
I thought I was muting myself.
Enough of Todd. Already 21 minutes into the show, and Zommer says he's done. Look, before the break there, we played you a cut from Fox News' John Roberts, who got the headline of this weekend's Republican South Carolina primary exactly right. He said there are approximately 59% of Nikki Haley supporters who say they will not, under any circumstance, vote for Donald Trump in November. That equates to roughly 25% of the Republican Party saying, we're not going there. If Trump is the nominee, under no circumstances, like Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House, like Andrew Hitt, immediate past chairperson of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, they say, we're not doing it again. So, again, you watch the national media, and they're talking about the inevitability of Trump being the nominee, which I agree with. All right? So, I mean, looking at Politico, some great coverage here, by the way, in Politico. By the way, Trump only visited South Carolina three times in recent weeks. Four, if you count a fundraiser. Think about that. He barely goes to a state, wins it with 60% of the vote. Again, the final vote, Trump, we're going to call it 60%. It's 59.8. Haley gets 39.5. We'll round it up to 40. So 60 to 40. This part is fascinating. Fascinating. A majority of every age demographic picked Trump over Haley. Every age. On the Republican side. Men and women both backed Trump. Voters across all income ranges backed Trump. And he only narrowly lost college graduates while dominating among those without a college degree in South Carolina. But here's the thing. The Trumpster has a weak spot. It's Republican primary voters who believe President Joe Biden legitimately won the 2020 election, which he did, or who think Trump would not be a fit for the presidency if convicted of a crime. A large majority of those voters were with Haley. Her problem is that they were just over a third of the overall electorate in both questions. So you see the conundrum here. And again, former state senator of Wisconsin, conundrum, great guy for several years. He did a great job in the state Senate. But Republicans have a conundrum. There's too many Trumpsters in charge of the party, MAGA people, in order for anybody else to win the nomination. But there's not enough of them to win a general election. And because their policies are so divisive, they can't bring anybody new into the fold. So sure, Trump's going to win the nomination. That's a foregone conclusion. But to try to think that he's going to beat Biden or anybody in a general election in the fall, pretty tough to see. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone line. Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Good afternoon, Pat. Always great to hear from you.
You too.
So I was watching some news programs as well over the weekend, and some of the language that was being used by these news programs was a little different about Trump than what I've noticed in the past. And they're referring to, when they refer to Republican Party, they refer to Republican Party, but then they also refer to Donald Trump's faction of the Republican Party. It's almost like the Republican Party is two separate parties right now. And when they talk about it, it's almost interesting because the Republican Party is not only fighting against the Democrats and their ideas, but in a lot of ways, they're fighting within themselves. And they can't agree on what they think themselves as a party. And it's just complete and utter dysfunction on that side. And then you have a president that's running that is the cause and the source of all that dysfunction. It just kind of seems like a big unorganized college frat party on the Republican side. And then you have the Democrats that are the middle-aged people that are, like, you know, trying to tell the kids what they need to do and how to behave. It's an interesting dynamic for sure.
Stephen, you nailed it. And Mr. Zomers, if you got the cut, Nikki Haley talked about exactly what the Republican Party is right now. Stephen's absolutely right. What is it, Mr. Zomers?
It is total chaos.
Thank you very much, Governor Nikki Haley. Nailed it right there, Zomers, on top of it. Stephen is right. Whether you want to call it a frat party, chaos. I tweeted out last night, the current chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Arthur Schimming, affectionately known as the Shim Sham Man, he's not a big drinker, you understand. He likes a Diet Coke. In the summer, you'll find him on the Edgewater Pier here in Madison studying himself. Or any particular bar in Madison. He enjoys a good Diet Coke and he likes to write things on the back of napkins. That's kind of the way he works. Nothing wrong with that. But I tweeted out last night that I hope that Chairman Schimming has a lot of extra Diet Coke on hand because I think he's going to need it because you have a nominee in Trump who is divisive, who is hanging his hat on false lies about elections instead of talking about issues that really matter to voters. And that goes for do-nothing Derek Van Orten, the congressperson from the Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District in Western Wisconsin. It goes for Badger Boy State Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin, who are Trumpers. Now, on the other side, you have Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Andrew Hitt, immediate past chairperson of the Republican Party, and now Fox News. Now Fox News. And in fact, we have time for this. No, we're going to wait. We're going to wait till after we come back. And we're going to hear from Fox News. Bret Baier, the anchor of Fox News, interviewed former President Trump over the weekend. And you're not going to believe this. Fox News' Bret Baier has grown a pair. He realizes you cannot keep perpetuating a lie. Of course, $700 and some odd million in a Dominion lawsuit might have something to do with that. Might. It just might. But Fox News has gotten religion. And I'm going to come back. We're going to play you these clips. It ain't MSNBC. It's not the left-wing people. It's not from the Democratic Party. This stuff is from Fox News and fellow Republicans. And this is what I'm telling you, folks. The MAGA folks, God love them, But they're going to keep on voting Trump. But there is 25% of Wisconsinites who still have brain and common sense left. And they can see the writing on the wall, just like Paul Ryan, just like Andrew Hitt, just like Toddy. Come back, play it for you on the other side. It's the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
A massive cyber attack on a division of United Healthcare has made it impossible for a lot of pharmacies to verify insurance for prescriptions. Patients have to pay out of pocket until it's rectified.
The attack crippled Change Healthcare's digital network, which is a part of United Healthcare. The company says it took immediate action to prevent further impact. Pharmacies use Change's network to verify insurance coverage. Initial reports said a foreign actor could be to blame for the cyber attack, but Reuters now reports the infamous ransomware gang Black Cat may be responsible.
ABC's Lionel Moise. President Biden huddles with the big four congressional leadership at the White House today, trying to figure out how to keep the government running past this Friday night's midnight deadline. Authorities are providing no specifics, but say multiple people were killed and wounded in a shooting at a home in Point Hope, Alaska, a remote Inupiat whaling village on the northwest coast of the state. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin turns a week old Tuesday. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Volunteer searchers say they're trying to stay positive. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. Officials with the State Department of Natural Resources say that wildfire season in Wisconsin is starting early this year, thanks to a lack of snow cover and unusually warm weather. Last week alone, DNR officials say they tracked 15 wildfires that burned around 30 acres. So far this year, they've tracked over 50 fires across the state. The 10-year average during the same period is 3 fires burning by this point in the year. Most of Wisconsin was under an elevated fire risk on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Update your floors with 11% off Great Lakes Vinyl Flooring at Menards. It's a perfect addition for any room in your home. Find a wide selection of waterproof and durable floors that are easy to install. Great Lakes Vinyl Floors also feature an attached pad for comfort and noise reduction. Heritage Vinyl Plank is only $329 per square foot after 11% rebate. Good through October 22nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on a Monday, February 26, 2024, along Mr. Aaron Zommers here on a Monday. A quick breaking news story for those listening in on WMDX here in Madison, courtesy of Channel 3000, local CBS News affiliate. Madison fire crews are responding to a vehicle fire at the Cheesecake Factory. Now people aren't going to think this is real. It is real. That's real. But Cheesecake Factory is in West Town Mall here in Madison. I don't know why you wouldn't just say fire crews responding to a car fire at West Town Mall. Unless, in fact, that the car has entered and in the Cheesecake Factory, which, of course, is a whole other story. It doesn't say that.
If that were the case, I would think the headline would be right? Car crashes into right. The Cheesecake Factory right. And bursts into flame, immolating thousands of cheesecakes.
Which is not the case. There is simply a car fire, the headline says, at the Cheesecake Factory here. By the way, have you had the Cheesecake Factory?
I've never been.
I'm slightly embarrassed to say I'm a fan of a national chain like that. I've never had a bad meal at the Cheesecake Factory.
It's okay to like a national chain.
I know, but sometimes I'm a little sheepish about it. A, their lime cheesecake, it's fantastic. And also, I think it's the chicken and the tomato basil pasta. And in the summertime, the raspberry lemonade is absolutely great. So anyway, if you're in Madison, stay clear of West Town Mall. Fire at the Cheesecake Factory. In a completely unrelated note from our advertising department, there is a special on creme brulee at the Cheesecake Factory this afternoon. So enjoy that. we are talking about, in all seriousness, and that is true. There is a fire in the West Town Mall parking lot.
The special deal is not true.
No, I don't think so. Although maybe they'd honor it if you stopped by. You never know. We'd find out how many listeners we have here in Madison.
I suppose so.
We are talking about what happened over the weekend in South Carolina. The results there where Nikki Haley, a lot of people are talking about the fact that Trump goes into Nikki Haley's home state where she was the governor and beat her up pretty bad politically, 60-40%. And a lot of people are saying, oh, that's the headline, how great Trump is doing. But here, courtesy of Politico and our own reporting here, the real headline, and also we played this from Fox before the break, the real headline here is that 59%, almost 60, pert near 60, of Nikki Haley supporters saying they will not vote for Nikki Haley, or for Donald Trump in the general election. That's almost 25%. Of the Republican Party overall. So fully a quarter of Republican voters are saying across the country that they're not voting for Trump if he is the nominee against Joe Biden in the fall. Now, they're not all saying that they're going to vote for Biden necessarily, but they're just saying they're not going to vote for Trump. But you take 25% of any party's base away, and look, I'm no Nostradamus or Karl Rove or James Carville, but your candidate's not going to do real well if you lose 25% of your base vote. And Republicans can't do anything about this, you understand, because the MAGA folks, the Trump folks, control the base of the Republican Party. Said before the break, we're going to play this for you here. Again, this isn't MSNBC. It's not the left. It's not from the Democratic Party leadership. This is Fox News. Brett Baer of Fox News interviewed Trump over the weekend. And the question is, just so we're clear, what are you going to do to appeal to suburban women across America to get this vote? And Trump goes on to these lies, continues to perpetuate lies about the 2020 election. And Brett Baer gets up in his face a little bit here. And calls it like it is. And I think it's fantastic. Here it is, Brett Baer interviewing Trump over the weekend.
What do you say to that female independent suburban voter who feels that way to win her back?
First of all, I won in 2020 by a lot, okay? Let's get that straight. I won in 2020.
You know that this,
and if you look at all of the tapes, if you look at everything that you want to look at, you take a look at Truth to Vote, where they have people stuffing the ballot boxes on tapes, or...
Mr. President, let's go to
recent. Well, wait a minute. Let's go to recent. FBI Twitter. Let's go to recent. The 51 agents. All corrupt stuff, Brett.
Understand about the Hunter Biden.
Well, no, but
all
that's cheating on the election. But that's cheating on the election.
You lost the 2020 election.
Brett. You take a look at all of the stuffed ballots. You take a look at all of the things, including things like the 51 intelligence agents.
There were recounts in all of the swing states. There was not significant widespread
fraud. We're trying to get recounts, real recounts, not just numbers of votes.
Widespread
cast.
Corruption. There was not a sense of that. There were lawsuits, more than 50 of them, by your lawyers, some in front of judges that you appointed.
Look at Wisconsin.
That came out with Wisconsin no evidence.
Wisconsin has practically admitted it was rigged. Other states are doing the same right now, and it's continuing.
There have been reviews of every election. Potential case of voter fraud in six battleground states, and they found fewer than 475 cases.
You know why? Because they didn't look at the right things.
Okay, are you going
to be... They were counting ballots, not the authenticity of the ballot. The ballots were fake ballots. You had this was a very rigged
election.
Are
you going to go? This is how you're going to tell that independent suburban woman voter
to
vote for you?
We're off to winning an election, and I think we're winning very well. I got a poll just recently. I have it here.
I know.
All right, and then it goes on from there. Good job by Brett Baer. I mean, he literally told Trump to his face, quote, "You lost the 2020 election," unquote.
It's, and like you said, I think it's the lawsuit. I think that now that people are seeing
the Dominion voting lawsuit,
yes,
which cost Fox News 700 and some odd million dollars.
Yeah, the Dominion lawsuit, and then also Trump finally being held liable for other legal issues, people are discovering, oh my God. He's not an invincible juggernaut that will kill me and my family if I just tell him, oh, maybe not.
Right.
And they're discovering that being a news organization and saying lies may be profitable for your base, but in the long run, it'll hurt you a lot more.
Trump, again, continues to perpetuate the lie that somehow he lost the 2020 election. That is not true. Again, I'm referring you to a great book. I'm holding it up for those watching on the stream. It's called The Big Truth, Upholding Democracy in the Age of the Big Lie. Big lie, of course, that Trump won in 2020. The Big Truth, written by Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent for CBS News, a great reporter, and David Becker, also a great reporter and author. This book, The Big Truth, lays out in wonderful detail, easy to understand, of exactly why the 2020 election was the most free and fair and accurate, perhaps, of our lifetime. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Also on the text line, this is Cindy checking in from Wausau, says, if the dumb orange idiot actually believes he won the 2020 election, then tell him he did, and it makes him ineligible to run for 2024. Well, unquote. Well, Cindy, maybe you have something there. I think that this kind of rhetoric from Trump, and we're going to play some more, this is even more disturbing. The more that it gets out there and people hear this, I think that there are these principled, good people that vote Republican for county sheriff and register deeds and what have you, maybe even vote, you know, for assembly and state senate Republican. But they are not necessarily MAGA Trumpism people. Not part of the 30% base that will vote for Trump no matter what. And I think these things matter. And remember, in South Carolina over the weekend, 40% of voters rejected Donald Trump. And according to the Associated Press vote cast, a bit over one in five Republican primary voters said they would not vote for Trump in November if he was the party's nominee. According to Politico, perhaps the clearest illustration of this dynamic came in the city of Charleston, where Haley racked up more than 80% of the vote in some precincts. Haley saw Trump's soft underbelly and underscored it in her remarks, telling her supporters, quote, he drives people away, unquote. On election night on Saturday, Haley said, quote, I'm an accountant. I know 40% is not 50%, but I also know 40% is not some tiny group. There are huge numbers of voters in our Republican primaries who are saying they want an alternative, unquote, Nikki Haley. She's absolutely right. And this is why, if you talk to them off the record, if you talk to them away from microphones, Republican Party leadership are freaking out because they don't know what to do. I mean, over the weekend, John Thune, U.S. Senator up from either South or North Dakota, we'll have it here for you in a minute. I'll find it. He's the minority whip for the U.S. Senate on the Republican side. One of Mitch McConnell's key allies in the Senate who bashed Trump after January 6th. And over the weekend, John Thune endorsed Donald Trump. They can't help themselves. But here's the secret. 25%, one in five now, they're saying in the AP, will not vote for the Trumpster in November. And this is why people who are freaking out saying, oh my gosh, we have to, when people aren't going to vote for Joe Biden, we have to get somebody else. Here's the deal. People, they have not, I don't believe that most people have come to that realization. It's not set in yet that, yeah, as much as people might not like it, that's going to be the choice in November, folks. It's going to be a rematch between Trump and Biden. Somehow people are still saying, that the leaves aren't on the trees yet. Anything could happen. We got to have somebody else. And that's why in these hypothetical poll matchups, Biden isn't as strong as I think he will be. Once we get through summer, once Trump is the nominee, and remember, he could be the nominee even if he's convicted and sitting in jail. And I believe he would be. Trump will be the nominee. Biden will be the nominee. Then take your polls. Then take your polls in early September. And let's come back and see where we're at. Because I think that once people realize the choice is between Trump and Biden again, I think for all these reasons that Nikki Haley is talking about, people are going to say, no, we ain't going back to crazy. And if you don't think he's crazy, how about this one? Over the weekend, Trump was at the Black Conservative Foundation in South Carolina. There were some bright lights. This is cut number one, Mr. Zomers, I think, or ish. Trump was looking through these bright lights. And this is an actual Trump quote from the Black Conservative Foundation over the weekend.
Just a second.
Okay, sorry about that. So this is Donald Trump over the weekend at the Black Conservative Foundation in South Carolina. By the way, there was about 90% of the audience here is white, just so you know that. This is the Black Conservative Foundation, Trump talking to the crowd.
And then I got indicted a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like me, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's been pretty amazing. But it.
So that was the second cut. But yeah, it was close. It was the same event where he's talking about the fact that he's been indicted several times. All right. Talking about the fact that he's been indicted several times. And that is why black people relate to him. Basically because he's saying, I'm a criminal and black people are too. I mean, it is so offensive. It is so racist. It's pathetic. Of course, people who support Biden and Democrats are never going to vote for somebody like that. But I am maintaining the more that we expose this, the more that we play these real cuts, I think there are still 25% of quote unquote normal Republicans out there who are not going to vote for Trump either. Back with
you're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock, top of the hour. We'll take a look at national weather and news, local weather as well around the state of Wisconsin. Very spring-like. Going to be even more spring-like tomorrow in south central Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, the possibility of some strong storms, some severe weather tomorrow. So be abreast and aware of that. And then after tomorrow, it's going to drop down to winter for like a day, highs in the 20s, and then by the weekend, back up into the 60s. So, I mean, it's just, it's bizarre. But, hey, yeah, I take while we can get it, I guess. The groundhog was right, as it turns out. So you gotta respect the groundhog. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Breaking down what happened over the weekend, not just in the South Carolina primary, where Trump beat Haley 60-40, yes, but the AP finding that 1 in 5 Republicans are saying they're not going to vote for Trump in November. This conundrum the Republican Party has nationally and here in Wisconsin, that sure, they have enough people to get Trump over the finish line in the primary, but they don't have enough people to get Trump over the finish line in November. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So here's the cut from the Black Conservative Foundation event in South Carolina. Trump is up on the stage and the lights are shining in his eyes. And here is Donald Trump in his own words.
These lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there. But I can only see the black ones. I can't see any white ones, you see. That's how far I've come. That's how far I've come. That's a long way, isn't it? We've come a long way together. Lynn Patton.
I'm not sure that we have, Mr. Trump. Making a joke out of it. And you're asking yourself, why are so many people laughing at this and applauding this at a black conference? It's because for the reporters who were actually in the room, about 90% of the audience was white. In South Carolina. Making jokes, racial jokes, on national television. And the headline this morning on a lot of the morning shows are, is Joe Biden going to stub his toe politically in Michigan tomorrow? I think that the more that your average conservative Republican voter in Wisconsin hears this stuff, I think they're going to join with people across the country, the 25% or so Republicans that say, no, not this guy. I think they're going to join former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. They're going to join former immediate past chairman of the Republican Party, Andrew Hitt. And they're going to say, no, not this guy. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go to the phone lines. Gary from Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, you know, I'm a typical businessman, conservative Republican, and
I kind of look at this race as I wish both of them would just go away, okay? And we have two fresh people, young people. But we don't. We got two old guys, and there's no way in the world that I'm ever going to vote for Joe Biden. I'm a Republican. Donald Trump is not my favorite. When it comes down to it on Election Day, and when I voted for Donald Trump the first time when he won back in 2016, I held my nose. I told God, forgive me for what I'm about to do, and I voted for Donald Trump. But as he became president, I saw how the economy changed, and I thought, oh, he's such a goofball the way he talks. But I thought he did pretty good as president, and I support him. So in 2020, I was more than happy to vote for him. Do I like his personality? No, he's not my personality. If he was my next-door neighbor, I would not like him at all. He's an egotistical jerk, and he's a narcissist. But we have two people to pick from. We have a guy that really has problems, and he has handlers. He's really not, I'm just giving you my opinion as sure. a Republican. I don't believe that he's actually running the country, because I don't think he even knows what's going on.
Joe Biden. You actually legitimately yes. believe that Joe Biden isn't running, he's just a facade. You actually believe that?
I don't believe that he can understand half the stuff that that's coming out of his mouth. I mean, it's ridiculous. Some of the stuff that they show on TV. Now, you don't see this on MSNBC, but they show it on Fox. Him standing there giving a speech and then all of a sudden just like zoning out for 20 seconds.
But Gary, I've been really careful on this show, and I have it loaded up. Mr. Zomers can tell you. We have multiple occasions of Trump doing the same stuff. And I just said, I'm not going there this show unless we have to, because I don't think it's a fair representation. They're both older. They're going to forget things occasionally. And Joe Biden has a speech impediment. He has a stutter. And I haven't gone there with Trump either. They both have stuff, Gary. That's just a fact.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
So I guess more importantly, because I do think you're a principled person. We never met, but I always appreciate your calls. I respect your opinion. Don't always agree, but respect it. Do you think that these cuts I'm playing for you, these racially... these racist cuts of Donald Trump at this Black Conservative Foundation, when he's arguing with Bret Baier on Fox News, still claiming that he won the 2020 election, are you still comfortable voting for him this fall in November?
I'm not comfortable.
Will you?
I'm not comfortable with him as far as some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. I think he's like, when he went out there and he talked about Haley's husband,
mm-hmm.
Where is he? It's like, what an idiot. Why don't you keep your mouth shut? You're digging a grave for yourself. You're only proving what everybody as a Democrat thinks about you, that you've got a stupid stuff comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
But will you vote for him in November?
Yeah. I will vote for him. He's not the guy that I'd want, but I would never vote for Joe Biden. I think the economy is not doing well. As a business owner myself, it's costing me lots of extra money. I'm making way less money than I used to make. And it's not all about me making money. It's the fact that I have to charge almost, in the last 3 years, the price of furnaces have gone up $2,000. And that's, I feel horrible, and I have to cut my prices.
But don't you think,
so I can save other people money?
But Gary, wouldn't you say that the price of goods, because I was retail for a while, I had my own business for a while, the cost of your furnace is going up. That goes all the way back to the pandemic. And some of the things that happened when Trump was still a president has almost nothing to do with the economy. The economy is roaring since Biden has been in charge. I mean, some of those costs are delayed by years. Yes or no? Quick answer. All right, come back to the side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for Monday on Civic Media.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Tuesday at 8 a.m. for my regular conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm Earl Ingram.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't gonna be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.